This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Bans on employers asking questions about applicants' past salary history are being promoted in order to reduce gender discrimination against women. A poll on surveillance from the Annenberg School at the University of Pennsylvania found a political divide of responses. Democrats were repelled, and Republicans and most independents were either unbothered by spying or supported it by police, employers, or apartment owners. To protect lower-income tenants from gentrification, some cities are offering down payment assistance on homes to people with historic ties to neighborhoods, passing ordinances to restrict gentrification, and assisting nonprofits that are buying buildings where tenants are at risk of eviction. Canadian lawmakers voted overwhelmingly to request a formal apology from Pope Francis for the Catholic Church's role in the forced schooling and assimilation of Indigenous children that took place from the 1880s to almost the 1990s. Pope Francis personally did apologize to victims of sexual abuse from Chile, saying he was part of the problem. Hawaii became the seventh state to allow assisted dying. 24 states are considering similar bills this year. Advocates are hopeful that Nevada, New Jersey, and Massachusetts may soon follow. Some of the impetus is coming from baby boomers dealing with parental deaths and wanting more options. Universal basic income. Trials are occurring in Ontario with 4,000 participants in four towns. In Scotland, four local authorities, including Glasgow and Edinburgh, are hashing out pilot projects to implement a basic income. The first 25 migrants at the border of the U.S. began processing the paperwork for asylum, while another 125 or more were still waiting on the Mexican side of the border. Cambridge Analytica, the data company that worked for Trump and others, used an app to scrape personal data from tens of millions on Facebook, has filed for bankruptcy in the U.S. and U.K., though others say they're actually rebranding and incorporating under another name. Cheerleaders for the NFL's Washington Redskins were taken to Costa Rica in 2013, and it has now been reported they were asked to pose topless and act as escorts for Redskins guests on the trip. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.